This is KUNC. In case you've missed it, Colorado has a new mountain. It's not near Breckenridge or Vail, and there's definitely no skiing allowed. It's actually just off Interstate 25 near an exit heading to Loveland. So we sent KUNC's Matt Bloom to find out where it came from.
Shortly after flooding devastated sections of the Big Thompson Canyon in 2013, an army of trucks and cranes rolled in to begin rebuilding. This video was produced by the Colorado Department of Transportation. It shows how massive the undertaking was.
The US 34 project involves 18 miles of reconstruction, areas that were wiped out by the river or damaged by the river, areas of roadway.
To carve out space for the new road, crews had to blast out large sections of the canyon, creating a lot of rubble. At the same time, an expansion project along I-25 between Fort Collins and Johnstown was in its early planning stages. So the two project teams got together and decided to make the best of the situation in front of them.
So they essentially took all that rock and all that blast material, they put it in a machine that they essentially processed it into, made it finer material that we can use on our projects.
Samantha Overton Katz is an engineer on the I-25 team. Once the processing was done, dump trucks carried hundreds of thousands of tons of crushed canyon rock and dropped it into a big brown pile right here near Highway 402.
I actually don't know who named it, but it kind of makes sense. As it got bigger, it became definitely a mountain, and just being next to 402. So I think it just naturally got its name of Mount 402.
The now five-story high mountain in front of us is technically called aggregate. It's the stuff that goes underneath a paved road. CDOT is adding a third lane on both north and southbound sides of I-25, so it needs a lot of it on hand.
And the beauty of it being right next to I-25 is it makes it a lot easier to get it to other segments of I-25, because the project just isn't here at 402. It goes all the way up through Fort Collins. And so instead of taking it from the canyon, trying to get through town, then get on the interstate, then get to our site, it's just much easier to have it right next to I-25. You can load it and then be on your way.
As it turns out, sustainability is a big thing in all types of construction these days, and not a lot of people know it better than Brian Dunbar. He's sitting at a conference table covered in coloring books, bouncy balls, and fidget spinners. And for nearly 25 years, he's led the Institute for the Built Environment at Colorado State University.
Sustainable road construction is all about creating durability, using local materials, using renewable energy, lowering our carbon footprint.
He says recycling waste materials from natural disasters like the 2013 floods can save money, energy, and time. But not a lot of communities think about it.
Often people are in a hurry to clean something up, and so too much of it goes to the landfill. We really do need some people looking ahead to say, where can those materials be used and how can we reuse those materials.
CDOT says reusing material from the flood repairs shaves some money off the cost of the I-25 expansion, but it wouldn't confirm the exact amount.
Yeah, it's a little hazy, but you can see the general area of where the rock came from.
Back at Mount 402, Overton Katz and I have climbed up to its western face. From this view, we can see exactly where its story began, at the Big Thompson Canyon a couple miles away.
And just the fact that we can take a disaster like that and then kind of find like a silver lining and be able to use the material from that project onto this one to not only make lives better in that canyon, but to make lives better on I-25 as well. It's just a huge accomplishment.
And she stresses that Mount 402 is clearly not for hiking.
And you don't want to be that person that gets run over or anything, so definitely stay out of the area. There's a reason it's called a construction zone.
Work expanding I-25 is just getting started. Next spring, CDOT will have to completely close the 402 exit for 4 months to rebuild the interchange. As for the mountain, it'll slowly shrink. In its place, crews will build a new park and ride. Matt Bloom, KUNC.